Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Marie in Georgia needs some help with a cleaning project. What can we do for you?
We bought a house that was built in the early 70s. The grout between the patio tiles is very dirty and also mildew stained. Mm-hmm. And the brick around the bottom of the house is clay stained and also very dirty. We have tried several products and even a pressure washer on a patio, and we haven't had much results. And we were wondering if you had anything to recommend.
Have you tried a, you know, like store-bought grout stripper? It's like a chemically product that you would get that would really strip off some of that top layer of the grout, which would probably get rid of a majority of that dirt.
Oh, no, we haven't. We just bought the general household cleaners, you know, and lots of bleach and scrubbing and pressure washing. That's all we did so far.
Yeah, I think that if you used a grout stripper, that would be do a much better job of removing the dirt and the mildew. Make sure that when you apply it, you let it sit for 10 or 15 minutes to go to work. Then scrub over that with a good stiff brush, and I think you'll find it's going to come out a lot brighter this time.
Okay, and should I do the same thing on a brick? The brick is clay stained, you know, around the bottom of the house, because there wasn't anything to prevent the backsplash from the water.
It may clean it. But if it's just brick that you want to clean, the other thing that you could use is trisodium phosphate, TSP.
That should do a good job.
Which will do a good job. That's available and usually in the hardware store in the paint aisle or in the home center in the paint aisle. And that will do a pretty good job. You want to mix it up into a fairly thick consistency and, again, put it on, let it sit. I'm not sure that I would do both. I would do one or the other because I'm not sure how they would react to each other.
Okay. Very good. Thank you very much. That
You're
was a
welcome.
Big
good
help.
Luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.